What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
The title of this video is, Can You Blame Vlad TV for Getting People Locked Up? When I needed to differentiate that, because when it says, can you blame, you might look at it two different ways. One way you might look at it, if you read it wrong, it says, can you blame him? Meaning like he's supposed to do it. That's not the way that the title's intended to be. The way the title's intended to be is he the blame? But I didn't want to say, is he the blame? Because I didn't want to just single him out. I wanted to just talk about his platform, you know, all around the board. Now, this is going to sound crazy coming from me. Me and Vlad has had a checkered past. Vlad has had somebody on his platform that I think he knew was going to disrespect me prior to them doing an interview, because it was the first time my name was ever brought up on Vlad TV was in a negative way. I mean, all the interviews that he's done, that he did the exact same interview that I did, never referenced me, never said, yo, in Doggy Diamond's interview, you said he never did that. He just asked my questions over and just act like I didn't do the interview. And I can name plenty of interviews where he did that, whatever. So the first time that my name was ever mentioned on Vlad TV was very, very negative. And I ate that. You know, me and Vlad has had a checkered past. I've had situations where me and him have been face to face, and you know, I've told him how I felt about him in his face, you know. So I never felt like I was a dude who was sneak dissing. I never felt like I was a dude who was on some funny shit where I've said something about him that I never said to him. I've said things to him. Me and him has also had decent conversations, you know, after the fact of many things. We've had decent conversations where I was able to understand him. So I started to be a little bit more lenient on him because I understand his position. I understand his platform. I understand how you can get the blame and the brunt of everything in a situation where you're just the platform. But I will say this, and I guess this is what everybody's waiting for me to, let me did the drum roll. Hold on. Y'all ready? So can you blame Vlad TV for getting people locked up? The answer to that is no. You can't blame him. You can't blame him because prior to you going on his platform, you know what type of questions he asks. You know the way he's going to ask you. And if you allow yourself to be tricked into answering certain questions a certain way, that shit is on you. And I know for a fact that, see, look, when you get locked up, right? And you go into, when you get locked up and they take you inside of the interrogation room and they ask you shit, you ain't gonna sit there and tell them shit. When they ask you certain shit that you don't want to answer, what do you say? You say straight up and down, I want a lawyer. You have the right to remain silent. So anybody, if I went into, first of all, when you get locked up, you don't want to go to jail. Not unless you turned yourself in and was like, yo, I did this shit. You know, I did XYZ. Arrest me. But if you get locked up and you don't want to go to jail, you ain't going to tell them that you did some shit that they asked you, did you do? You ain't going to be like, yeah, I did that shit. So at the end of it all, If you allow yourself to be tricked, if you allow yourself to be tricked into answering shit or talking about shit that you know you have no business talking about publicly, that shit is on you. Because there's no way you would go in the precinct and they say, hey, did you kill somebody? And you say, yeah, I killed mad niggas. I shot. You would not do that. So we're in an age where you have Instagram. People are recording themselves doing all types of unruly, stupid shit. They're talking about shit that they have no business talking about. I have an interview, right? I have an interview where a well-known podcaster right now, when we used to be around each other a lot, he said something on my camera. And I call him that. Now, if I had to put this footage out, yo, this was some views. Views equate money. This would have been some good views. I seen the title. I seen everything. I seen the title. I'm like, yo, this is money. But what I said was, nah. This is some incriminating shit too. And one thing I don't want is I don't want this individual to go to jail. I don't want them running in my crib, taking my shit. And I just got rid of the tape. Straight up and down, I just got rid of the tape. The tape don't even exist. Matter of fact, the computer that I even had it on don't even exist anymore. So I called him and I said, yo, I can't use none of that footage that we did. And he said, why? I said, because last night, yo, you was hit, meaning drunk. And you said some shit that I'm not using that shit, man. I'm not using that shit. He said, word what I said. I said, yo, you said XYZ. He said, word. I said, yeah. And I said, I'm not using that footage. He said, yo, you a real nigga. Because anybody else would have threw me under the bus. And you know what I said? I said, yo, my relationship with you is more important than views. I'd rather have a lifelong relationship with you and a brotherhood with you than to get views and you go to jail. Or them trying to run down on me for some shit you said. And he was like, yo, that's some real nigga shit. You know, so I've never, even if you look at any of my interviews, I ask people about music. I ask people about music. Even when they talk crazy shit, we still talk about music. If you look at my AR Ab interview, we talk about music. I asked him about writing. I asked him about his writing process. I asked him about, you know, his studio thing. I don't want to talk about your exploits and hustling and all that shit, because I know that if I ask that, niggas gonna look at me. And there used to be some shit in the hood that we used to say, yo, why you asking all these fucking police questions for? So as a black man, there's just certain shit that I can't ask, because dudes gonna look at me like I'm a XYZ. I done been called out of my name, even though it is no evidence of me being what somebody called me. Because I ain't do no shit for somebody to call me. And even in speaking to that individual, when they explained why they called me that shit, it was bullshit. And we deaded that. And they have since apologized for that. So, fuck all that. But I've been called out of my name on this man's platform. And I still don't hold no malice in my heart for this individual, because I know how the game go. I know how the game go. I know that people get tricked. People get tricked. People ask people shit. And you, listen, there's no way in hell, no way in fucking hell, I would ever, ever in my life answer something that could possibly send me to jail or have me investigated. Yo, you can't ask me some shit. You can't ask me that. You can't ask, they're like, hold on, whoa, whoa, whoa. But he's supposed to ask you that because That's what his platform is built off of. His platform is off of controversy. His platform was built off of asking people shit that is going to get views and headlines. And that's what the game is about. The game is about views. Now, this is what I want to ask the people. To me, I don't blame him to a certain extent because he found a market for what he's doing and how he's asking these questions. You know why? Because y'all watch that shit. When that headline says such and such, such and such, such and such, y'all click that shit. Y'all click that shit. It didn't get 500,000 views, 600,000 views because y'all didn't watch it. He doesn't have two million subscribers? That's y'all subscribe to that shit. So how could you blame him for getting his money when y'all the ones helping him get it? So at the end of it all, if an individual go on a platform, you can't ask me shit about anything incriminating. I don't like to talk about me being arrested in the past. I don't even like talking about no crimes I committed in the past. That's not what I'm about. I do not like to say, yeah, I'm a jail nigga. I've been in jail. That's not my thing. That shit is corny to me. In 2018, if you still trying to prove the work you put in years ago, something is wrong with you. None of that shit has nothing to do with how I'm living my life right now. I'm not getting on nobody camera, nobody platform, and trying to prove that I'm tough in 2018. It's 2018. I did shit that I forgot about that I need to forget about. Some shit I need to atone for too. But I ain't going to be sitting here trying to say, well, yeah, you know I'm this. You know, listen, I did what I did. It is what it is. For those who know, for those who don't know, my precinct, my hood know, that's it. All those old exploits don't mean shit. I mean, we reminisce sometimes. We tell stories and shit. But I ain't going to talk about none of that shit because, see, I didn't come in this shit to be a nigga and be a bum, broke, stupid motherfucker that try to prove something to people who I know don't care about me, because once you get locked up, all people say is free you. I came in this shit to elevate, to be able to provide for myself, my loved ones, and be great. I didn't come in here to be the biggest, baddest nigga so you could look at me like that. That's not what that's about. So whoever doing that, salute to them. So at the end of it all, I can't say it's his fault. With anybody. I can't say that it's his fault. Because even the individuals who y'all so-called respect. And y'all love. They go on their shit too. They go on there too. Why y'all don't chastise the individuals for going on there? Everybody y'all respect and love is on that platform. Now, some individuals are very, you know, witty. Some individuals ain't going to get baited into that shit. You know what I'm saying? People not ain't gonna fall for that. When motherfuckers say, yo, no, whoa, 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 whoa. We ain't talking about that. We not going to talk about that. So, again, when rumor has it, I don't want to say rumor because I don't really like dealing with rumors, but allegedly, I guess that's still a rumor, right? But allegedly, Vlad platform was built off of him getting assaulted by individuals and him winning a lawsuit, and he was able to cash out. He asked a question to an individual that didn't like the question that he asked, and they duffed him out, and he was able to win a lawsuit get bread, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly for all of this. And was able to build his platform. Now, if Doggy Diamonds, any of these individuals that have a platform right now, that's so-called street dudes, so-called ex-cons or cons or whatever the case may be, or just, you know, whatever. Let me use myself. I'm not going to say anybody else, but let's use them. Let me use myself. If I built my platform or sued somebody and built a platform, y'all would call me a rat, a snitch, and all that shit. Y'all would shit on me. I would be called all types of names. Even though nobody was arrested and I settled and I got bread, y'all would call me all types of names. Y'all would not let me live. So the thing that's crazy to me, and like I said, I don't have anything personal against him because me and that man had a conversation and whatever issues we had, we was able to really, really speak and hash that shit out. But y'all wouldn't let me live for the shit that y'all let other people live for. And not even me, other people like me that look like me. Y'all wouldn't let me live. Y'all wouldn't let nobody live. He a rat. He a snitch. The same shit that I believe the dude 40 Glock was gonna do. He was, you know, trying to get a lawsuit for whatever, but he was called all types of shit. So the thing that's crazy to me is that somebody built a whole platform, funded, allegedly, off of lawsuit money, off of being assaulted. So that shit is just crazy to me because nobody like me would ever, ever be able to live. We would just be straight up shitted on us. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of it all, the people have more power than they think. And I'm saying all of this because the people are really, really manipulated into believing things and seeing things and thinking you have to be on the end of something. You don't have to watch shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to watch shit. There's somebody in my chat room I'm not really feeling right now. I got to get the fuck out of here. Because if I'm not here to... I'm not even here to diss him. I'm just speaking flat facts. I'm not here to disrespect him, besides the alleged shit, because I can't really say that that's facts. But I'm not here to disrespect that guy. I'm speaking facts. I'm actually defending him. If you really think about it, I'm actually defending him. I'm actually saying it ain't his fault. It's your fault. If you listen. Again, I'm going to say this again. I've never, ever. Let me give y'all a story, right? One time, I moved out of my grandmother's house when I was 17. Wasn't even living with her, but that was my last known public address. Police came to my grandmother's house one day looking for me. So, you know, my grandmother's elderly. She's scared to death. So, my grandmother don't use the phones. She never used the phone, but she called me and was like, the police came here looking for you. I'm like, what they looking for me for? So I start running through my Rolodex like, damn, I wonder if they know about. Did they find out about? What if they? So I said, okay. I called the detective that left his car. So, when I called the detective, they said to me, come in, we want to talk to you. And I said, talk to me about what? Well, we have reason to believe that you XYZ. Now, me not knowing any better. I know that I was innocent of whatever they was saying to me. I was going to go in there to clear my name. I'm like, yo, y'all full of shit. I didn't XYZ. I was going to walk in the precinct and be like, yo. So what happened was, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling right. I'm like, damn, I'm about to walk in into the motherfucking, I'm about to walk into the precinct and I'm about to go down. Cause it happened to me before. The last time, I got locked up, I ain't do the shit that time, but I still went to jail, but I couldn't prove that I didn't do it. So I was about to go, into the, to the precinct, but I end up getting a lawyer. Cause I remember how I got railroaded the first time. So I end up getting a lawyer. So I went to see a lawyer, gave him the bread. I said, look, the cops want to talk to me. They told me what they want to talk to me about. I don't know what to do. He said, yo, come through, talk to me. This is what I want. So I went, talked to the lawyer. What the lawyer did was he contacted the precinct and he said, if you want to talk to him, talk to me. Needless to say, it went away. They didn't want to talk. They didn't want to talk to the lawyer. They wanted to talk to me. Why? Because they was going to trip me up. They was going to try to. So I'm saying all this to say, if you willingly walk into a situation with the reputation that you have, if you really willingly walk into a situation where people's going to ask you something that might get you jammed up, yo, that shit is on you. Because it ain't, like I said, I was going to walk in the prison. But I'm like, this shit ain't cool with me. This ain't no place that I need to be. This ain't no place I need to walk into. They ain't my friends. They not my friends. And then the lawyer told me, anytime you walk in a precinct, you turned yourself in. I didn't know that. I thought I could just go clear my name. Oh, I ain't do that shit. Get the fuck out of here. He said you turned yourself in. So now they can hold you for 72 hours questioning you. So now from here on out, everybody need to know when the cops say, come talk to me, you don't go talk to police. You get a lawyer. You don't go talk to them. If you go walk in there, you turn yourself in. So never turn yourself in to the police. So I'm saying all this to say, obviously people don't feel like this man is police because they keep doing interviews with him. Right? He has a big, gigantic platform. A lot of subscribers, a lot of our people. I see many people say, yo, he's this, he's that, but you still watching that shit. I mean, you have alternatives. You have other people you could watch, but you don't give them the same amount of love that you show him. You know what I'm saying? You don't give a lot of people a lot of love. And again, like MG just said in the chat, if somebody asks you something that you know that you ain't supposed to be asking, do not answer that question. There's no way you could say to me, yo, did you slap such and such and get away with it? I ain't gonna be like, yeah, I slapped that. Because hold up. Because he don't have to. First of all, y'all do know that the hip hop police exists, right? Y'all been told that many a times. Now all they gotta do is watch interviews. That's all they gotta do now. And for somebody in the chat room that keep running their mouth, let me address you really quick. And then I'm off this. I'm not even gonna block you. I'm just gonna just let you keep talking because obviously you're stupid or something like that. But at the end of it all, it's the perception. It is the perception. And I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Really, really real. It is the perception in hip hop and what's going on in this game that when you talk to certain people, you made it. Because they put some of us in a box of that nigga's just a nigga and he don't count. When you go around certain people, you made it. Just like when these dudes come out of high school, college, as soon as they get a motherfucking white chick, they made it. As soon as they want to fuck with you, you made it. So miss me with all that shit of what somebody been doing, how long somebody been doing something. I don't give a fuck what you think, because I'm talking about real shit here. And I know. Because I actually was here before a lot of them. But many individuals would look at me as a dude from Brooklyn. That nigga ain't shit. And it's my own people that'll say, yo, this nigga ain't shit. He just a nigga from the hood like me. He ain't shit. So that's why when this individual calls you, a lot of times ain't even in the fucking room with you. Ain't even in the room with you on Skype. But he do what he do and he get what he get. And I, like I said, I'm not mad at him for that. But again, there is no fucking way in hell. Me is a wise man with knowledge of self. I can never, ever, ever be tricked into saying anything that I know I have no business saying to nobody. I don't even pillow talk. So, that's not his fault. He's doing what he's supposed to do. That's what his platform was built off of. He's doing what he's supposed to do. So, if you get jammed up, that shit is on you. Facts. And that's it. If you on Instagram and you taping yourself, punching somebody in the head, that's on you. If you get on there and you show drug money, that shit on you. Stop doing stupid shit. Stop saying stupid shit. And you won't go to jail. And when a motherfucker asks you some shit that you know you ain't got no business saying, you let him know, yo, fuck out of here. Next question. And that's really it. And there's really nothing more to it. So if you're going to allow yourself to get tricked out of your freedom because of your mouth, that shit is on you. And I'm even going to address the Ab situation, AR Ab. AR Ab is my homie, my friend. His manager is very, very good friend of mine. AR Ab, if you go back and look at the interview that I did with AR Ab, he actually says in the interview, yo, he says a lot of shit because he says a lot of crazy shit because that's what people want to hear. So I don't even really think that Ab mean a lot of shit that he say. I don't really think AR Ab is, I'm not saying that he's not who he say is because he's definitely a good dude. Yo, you know what's funny and reason why I got love for AR Ab and his whole crew, OBH, and me and AR Ab had a conversation, and you know what we talked about off camera? We talked about health. I talked to him about his weight. I talked to him about how I wanted to help him lose weight. And you know what he said? Put my number in your phone. And that's what we talked about. We talked about weight loss and we talked about health and we talked about eating healthy. And I was telling him what to eat and how to eat and all that shit. That's what I talk to my people about how to live. And King Ether's in the room and he'll tell you. So Ab, see, we saying that these dudes are stupid for talking this, that, and the third, but they talk about that shit in the records too. So I can't say that the interview is going to get somebody locked up. The records would too. But we like real rappers though. We like when they keep it real. See, when we love, everybody love Shmoney Dance, right? Everybody loved Hot Nigga. Everybody love Hot Nigga. But when he got locked up, everybody said he was stupid. So you can't have it both ways. Either we want individuals to be real, or we want them to tone it down. You can't have it both ways. Dudes are saying crazy shit on music. They saying crazy shit on records. They saying all types of shit. And like I said, with Ab is a good dude. Ab is a good dude. And what me and him was talking about wasn't even no street shit. We wasn't even talking about like no violence. That wasn't even our conversation. We were talking about food. The interview is one thing because that's what people are entertained by. But I asked him about music. But when we talked off camera, we talked about eating and living and yo, bro, we gotta lose weight and all. You know what I'm saying? This is how I am with my people. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I thank y'all for joining me today. But go back and look at the interview. And I might even put that clip up with Ab saying he just say a lot of crazy shit because that's what people be wanting to hear. Because you, listen, as an artist, sometimes you're in a catch-22 situation. When you say crazy shit, people love you. When you're boring in an interview, nobody cares. You in a catch-22 situation. You know? So, it is what it is. But, I'm about to go. I got to eat and I got to go for Milo to walk and shit. But, shout out to everybody who tuned in today. We can end this by saying the answer to the above question, even though I answered it a few times, can you blame Vlad TV for getting people locked up? Nah. Only way you can blame him, and I'm going to say this before I go, only way you can blame him is if you know for a proven fact that he definitely talks about some shit off the record with police and does shit like that. But he don't have to do that because everybody said everything out their own mouth. And I don't think they could, you know, if I get on a camera and say, yo, I got 80 bodies, I killed 80 people, right? And they fucking investigate me and I ain't do it, then I'm full of shit, right? But if I get up there and I say 80 bodies, I got 80 bodies and they investigate me and I got 80 bodies, that ain't his fault. I shouldn't have said that shit. Right or wrong. So that's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for subscribing. Thank y'all for liking. Thank y'all for support. Thank y'all for the donations. I got to get up out of here. I got shit to do. I might come back on later on, but I got to, you know, I got some important interviews coming up. So I definitely got to, I definitely got to get my shit together. Shit, I've been working on a lot of stuff that I'm about to, reveal soon. But I thank y'all for fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody who has a YouTube. I'm not here to knock nobody with they platform. I'm not here to down anybody. Shout out to everybody with a platform. Shout out to everybody trying to earn an honest living, who's not harming anybody. Even shout out to people who hate me, who keep my name in their mouth. Shout out to them too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you too. You know, do what you gotta do. I'm hot. You supposed to talk about me, you know what I'm saying? Just don't lie on me. Tell the truth. tell the people how dope I am. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So, yo, y'all be safe. Y'all with me early in the morning. I'm out of here. Peace. Like the video. Share the video. And again, this is not a video dissing Vlad. So I don't want nobody to be like, yo, you was a... This ain't no video dissing Vlad. I'm out of here. Rest in peace, Pimp C, man. I miss that honesty. We out of here. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.